KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look for clear to partly cloudy skies today, a high of 93. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday no one was injured following an accident that took place last Thursday afternoon. The accident involving a 2003 Ford Ranger and 2008 Dodge Avenger took place on Highway 92 at around 2:25 p.m. The Ranger, owned and driven by 52-year-old Brent Benkin of Atlantic, was eastbound on Highway 92 when it was hit in the rear by the Dodge that was driven by 18-year-old Haley Marie McVeigh of Bridgewater. The accident happened while Benkin was waiting at a construction site. McVeigh was cited for failure to reduce speed. Damage amounted to $700. One person was injured during an accident that took place August 30th in Cass County. The sheriff's office said the incident happened at around 5:41 p.m. on Highway 83 near Anita. A 2007 Suzuki motorcycle driven by 19-year-old Taylor Murphy of Anita was traveling east when the bike began to skid. Murphy was ejected into a ditch after he lost control of the cycle, which continued to slide unoccupied down the highway. The cycle hit the rear bumper of an eastbound 2004 Dodge Durango driven by 27-year-old Amber Schlake of Atlantic before the cycle finally came to rest on the south side of the roadway. Murphy was transported to the Cass County Hospital by Anita Rescue. He was later cited for reckless driving and failure to maintain control. Damage from that accident amounted to $4,400. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now? At 877-838-8580. Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests over the past week. On Tuesday, September 3rd, deputies arrested 27-year-old Prudence Penelope Page of Atlantic on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Page was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she was held on a $10,000 bond. And last Friday, 36-year-old Sean Williamson of Anita was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Williamson was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he pled guilty and was released the following day. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday three arrests over the weekend. On Friday, 19-year-old Adlia Flood of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. And on Sunday, 34-year-old Kevin Jensen of Atlantic was arrested under Cass County warrants, charging him with two counts of possession of firearms by a felon and three counts of pharmacy prohibited acts. Both men were booked into the Cass County jail. And 28-year-old Christopher Parks of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense Sunday. He was booked into the Cass County jail and later released pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports one person was flown to the hospital following a motorcycle accident early Saturday morning. Robert Fatika of Fremont, Nebraska, was taken by helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center. After the 1995 Harley-Davidson he was driving left the road and entered a ditch around 12:20 a.m., the accident happened as Fatika and a passenger on the motorcycle were traveling north on 190th Street near a business drive. Both the driver and unnamed passenger were ejected from the cycle during the crash, but only Fatika was transported to the hospital, according to the sheriff's office. And officials in Mills County report the arrest on Sunday of 42-year-old Gary Michael Martin III of Glenwood. He was taken into custody at around 7:40 p.m. on a warrant for assault and trespassing. Bond was set at $2,000. In other news, the number of students enrolling in the Atlantic Community School District continued to increase. That was the word Monday night from Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein during his report to the school board.
Good news on our enrollment. I know in my weekly updates to the board, I indicated that we're up about 30 students. That's very good. We continue to somewhat of an anomaly in Southwest Iowa because they're not picking up kids like that. good things happening there.
Amstein said as of Monday, there were 1,492 kindergarten through 12th grade students enrolled. The biggest increase is between the incoming kindergarten class and senior class. He said it marks the fourth consecutive year the school district has shown an enrollment increase. In other business, the Atlantic School Board Monday approved a sharing agreement with the Harlan Community School District for a curriculum director.
Basically, Harlan just would like services for their ESL program and to have ESL services delivered under the guidance of our curriculum director.
Amstein said there are some operational sharing dollars available to Atlantic with the agreement, which allows 100% for 5 years, as long as the agreement continues for that time frame. The agreement would allow Atlantic's ESL director to communicate via Skype with the Harlan District 3 Fridays per month and be on site for a half a day on Fridays once a month. It's estimated 12 students in the Harlan District would be served by the arrangement for a total of 28 between the districts. And the Atlantic School Board on Monday approved a School Resource Officers Agreement, or SRO, for the 2013-2014 school year. The agreement is in line with a memorandum of understanding between the Cass County Sheriff's Department, Cam Griswold, and Atlantic School Districts as far as cost sharing is concerned. Voters will be heading to the polls today to decide who serves on area boards of education and other matters. The polls open at noon and close at 8 p.m. In Cass County, if you desire to vote but are unable to go to the polling center, you can cast a vote this morning at the Cass County Auditor's Office here in Atlantic. The voting hours are from now until 11 a.m. there. Auditor Dale Sunderman reports there are very few contested races in the county. One of the races is for an at-large seat on the Atlantic School Board, where incumbents Christy Pellett and Josh McLaren, as well as challenger Bob Riley, are vying for two open seats on the board. In the Griswold School District, incumbent Steve Byer and Robert Peterson, along with challenger Denise Bridges, are vying for two at-large seats on the school board. And there will be two public measures on the ballot in Cass County as well with regard to property tax levies for Iowa Western Community College. Elsewhere in the listening area, in Adair County, four people are running for three at-large seats on the Adair-Casey School Board. They include Megan Kading, Jeff Leonard, Tobin Muller, and Mark Williams. In Shelby County, Robert Dickinson and Amy Ruschenberg are vying for one seat on the Director for District 2 on the Harlan School Board. Sam Hansen, Jeff Hornback, Dennis Kasperbauer, Zachary Miners, and Eric Ramsey are all vying for two at-large seats on the IKM Manning School Board. Over in Pottawatomie County, Stephen Koch and Thomas Remzik are on the ballot for a single at-large seat that's open on the AHST School Board. In the Riverside District, Lindsay Bentley, Calvin Grove, and Charles Pleak are hoping to get votes to fill a single seat in District 5. And in the Walnut School District, there are two at-large seats open on the school board. Those running for the positions include Shane Brockhoff, Tom Carroll, Terry Nagley, and Jason Wood. In Guthrie County, three people are running for a single seat on District 2 on the Panorama School Board, and there are two challengers for the District 1 and 4 seats each in the Coon Rapids School Board. And we will post the results for you as they become available online on KJAN.com under the News tab and have those for you Wednesday morning as well. And finally in the news, about 600 Iowa educators are learning better ways to help struggling students learn how to read. The educators are receiving training this week in the Response to Intervention program. Children undergo literacy screenings at least 3 times a year under the program. Students who fall below the baseline get more instruction and other support. The state wants all Iowa students to read at or above grade level by the time they leave the third grade. Iowa Education Chief Brad Buck says about 25% of Iowa fourth graders scored below proficient on the state reading test in 2012. Last year, the Iowa Education Department director ordered public schools to adopt the program. In world headlines, Syria says it has accepted Russia's proposal to place its chemical weapons under international control for subsequent dismantling. Syria's foreign minister announced the decision in Moscow today after meeting with the Speaker of Russia's parliament. He says his government quickly agreed to the Russian initiative to, quote, derail the U.S. aggression. Russia's foreign minister says the two countries will present a detailed plan of action shortly. And Tropical Storm Gabrielle is back. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says the storm has reformed in the Atlantic and is approaching Bermuda. Its top winds are 40 miles per hour, but strengthening is expected over the next 2 days. A tropical storm warning has been issued for Bermuda, where Gabrielle is expected to bring a storm surge of 2 to 3 feet above normal tide levels. Farther east over the Atlantic, Tropical Storm Umberto is expected to become a hurricane later today. News time is 8:10.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Marion Beeman, age 83, of Dexter, died Thursday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Marion Beeman will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Jerry Sheeter, age 67, a native of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Fort Dodge. A mass of Christian burial service for Jerry Sheeter will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Fort Dodge. Gunderson Funeral Home and Cremation Service in Fort Dodge has the arrangements. Isla Mae Aronson, age 85, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home. A celebration of life memorial service for Isla Mae Aronson will be today at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Beryl Sorensen, age 78, of Exira, died Friday. Funeral services for Beryl Sorensen will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Alice Beck, age 89, of Manning, died Friday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Alice Beck will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Norma Dominic, age 84, formerly of Audubon, died Saturday in Sioux City. A mass of Christian burial service for Norma Dominic will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Barbara Heller, age 82, of Portsmouth, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A mass of Christian burial service for Barbara Heller will be Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Willis Freebird, age 87, of Clive and formerly of Audubon, died Sunday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Memorial services for Willis Don Freebird will be held Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Clive, followed by a celebration of his life. Isles Westover Chapel in Des Moines has the arrangements. Albert Sturm, age 89, of Manning, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial service for Albert Sturm will be held Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Madeline Schomer, age 89, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial service for Madeline Schomer will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Florin Chalupka, age 92, of Yale, died Friday. No memorial services are planned for Florin Chalupka. Only an evening of visitation without her body present will be held from 4 until 7 p.m. on Thursday at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. James Carey, age 75, of Atlantic, died Sunday in Omaha. A funeral mass for James Carey will be this Friday at 10 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Gertrude Weiss, age 90, formerly of Manila, died Saturday in Fort Dodge. Funeral services for Gertrude Weiss will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Byron Bauer, age 86, of rural Bridgewater, died Saturday at his daughter's home. Funeral services for Byron Bauer are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Michael McDonald, age 56, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Michael McDonald are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.